This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. The shadows lengthen, friends. A darkness descends, not of night, but of deception. We see it in the manufactured narratives, the carefully constructed illusions designed to bind Israel, the covenant people, to a false reality. But Yahuwah is stirring. He is awakening a remnant, and the first sign of that awakening is a reclaiming of what was stolen, time itself. For too long, we have allowed the nations, the descendants of Edom, to dictate the rhythm of our lives, to measure our days by their calendars, their cycles of compromise and chaos. Yirmiyahu warned us, didn't he? Learn not the way of the nations, nor be dismayed by the signs of heaven. They offer a broken covenant of time, divorced from the agricultural reality, divorced from prophetic fulfillment. Their festivals are empty echoes, while the true modem, the appointed times of Yahuwah, lie dormant, waiting to be rekindled within the hearts of his people. This isn't simply a matter of historical curiosity, of choosing one calendar over another. It's a matter of covenant, a matter of recognizing that the very fabric of our existence is woven with Yahuwah's timing. To abandon it is to invite judgment, to sever ourselves from the life-giving pulse of the Creator. And Edom understands this. They understand that controlling the narrative of time is controlling the narrative of destiny. They've built their empires on it, their currencies on it, their very power structures on the manipulation of cycles. But the ancient path is being rediscovered. The Enochian witness, the meticulously reconstructed calendar rooted in scripture and ancient tradition, is shining a light on the original intent of Yahuwah's witnesses. The seasons, the moon, the sun, all pointing to a truth obscured by centuries of deception. It aligns with the barley harvest, the first fruit of the land, a tangible sign of Yahuwah's provision and a prophetic marker of restoration. This isn't about returning to a nostalgic past. It's about stepping into a restored future. A future where Israel lives in harmony with Yahuwah's timing, in alignment with His purposes. A future where we are no longer bound by the cycles of Edom, but liberated by the rhythm of the Most High. And the exposure of this control is accelerating. We see it in the financial systems, the digital chains being forged to bind not just Israel, but all nations. Malachi spoke of this, didn't he? Yahuwah rebuking the nations, declaring that he would judge those who do not keep his covenant. The control of currency, the manipulation of markets, these are not merely economic strategies, they are weapons of dominion. Edom seeks to cast a shadow over the nations, to exert its influence and control, but the light of truth is breaking through. Yet the nations are not acting alone. They are aligning with forces ancient and treacherous. The whispers grow louder, pointing to a strategic realignment, a dangerous dance between Edom and those who would see Israel diminished. The signals are clear. Turkey's role is pivotal, a key piece in Edom's unfolding plan. Remember Yeshekel's prophecy. The nations gathering, preparing for conflict, with Turkey positioned as a crucial player. They speak of Daniel's week, a fabrication, a distraction from the true prophetic timeline. But the reality is far more ominous. This isn't about a future tribulation. It's about a present struggle for sovereignty, a battle for the heart of Israel. But even as the darkness gathers, Yahuwah is at work. He is stirring the hearts of His people, awakening them to the truth. He is revealing the ancient paths, restoring the broken covenants, and preparing a remnant for the days to come. The timepiece is being recalibrated, the ancient rhythm rediscovered. This is not a call to isolation, but a call to discernment, to separate ourselves from the ways of Edom, to embrace the truth of Yahuwah's timing, and to stand firm in the face of deception, to be the watchman on the walls of Israel, sounding the alarm and preparing the way for the coming restoration. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.